Congressional hearings resume today on the causes of the September 11th attacks. The hearings have already put more pressure on the FBI to reorganize and be more aggressive about pursuing terrorist threats. Some officials have responded by saying the attacks prove that more resources and more agents have to be devoted to the war on terrorism. FBI agents say that effort should start with better pay. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Since the 9/11 attacks, the FBI has been trying to restructure to shift from solving crime to preventing terrorism. As part of that effort, the agency has launched an aggressive recruitment campaign.
Imagine what it's like to finish a day's work and know you stopped a shipment of illegal drugs from reaching neighborhood kids, stopped a spy, tracked a terrorist across the world.
But anyone lured to the adventurous life of a G-man may find that the toughest part of the job is getting to work on time. Agents like this man say their starting pay is so low, it's impossible to find housing anywhere close to his office.
You get a two-hour commute both ways, anywhere from an hour and a half, 2 hours. That means you spend about 3 hours to 4 hours on the road every day, including a 10-hour workday.
Like other agents I spoke with, this man asked to remain anonymous and to have his voice altered so his comments wouldn't compromise his identity. He lives in the San Francisco Bay Area, where the red-hot housing market has simply outrun his salary. As a result, he faces that grueling commute and then has to live in an 800-square-foot, two-bedroom apartment with his wife and three kids.
I want to stay in the Bureau, and my wife would like me to stay in the Bureau as well, but if it becomes economically unfeasible, you know, if we continue to stay here under these conditions, it's just not going to be possible.
Agents have little say about where they work, and transfers can be difficult, if not impossible, to get. San Francisco is the site of the loudest complaints, but many agents say the problem is nearly as bad in Los Angeles, New York, Washington, D.C., and other markets. They're blaming the rigid federal pay schedule, which does not give agents premium pay for the overtime they're expected to work and offers only limited location pay for expensive cities. Nancy Savage of the FBI Agents Association says Congress has to pass a law.
What we're looking for is a separate law enforcement pay and personnel system.
Savage is a 25-year veteran of the Bureau from an FBI family. She now has congressional support for a plan that would start the process of professionalizing the salaries of FBI agents, U.S. Marshals, and other federal law enforcement workers. Savage says the war on terror has placed new expectations on agents. Many have been working flat out since 9/11, and a more rational pay structure is the only way to attract the kinds of people needed to handle sophisticated terror investigations.
Coming in older, with more experience. Our average age, I think we hire anyone at, is about 32. They generally have, in the FBI, have graduate degrees. They're in a second professional career.
The legislation would, of course, cost more money, although sponsors are hoping it would also save money by reducing attrition. It may come too late for agents like this man, who says he's ready to call it quits after 6 years with the Bureau.
There's no possible way as an FBI agent that I will ever buy a house anywhere near where I work. And so I'm basically looking elsewhere.
While there's no serious opposition to the pay proposal, backers face the usual challenge of just getting it to a vote. They're hoping the bill will catch a ride on the Homeland Security legislation now moving through Congress. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.